This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, welcome. Health and Wellness Wednesday, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Before we get started, though, Isaac from Absolute Electrical Heating and Air joining us now. Isaac, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing good, John. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Talk to us about your Mile High Tune-Up special you guys have right now.
Yeah, so it's that time of year right now where we're in the heating season, God willing, of course, and getting ready for the summer season coming on. So we rolled out our 5280. We'll get a maintenance with one of my professionals out of your house on your furnace or your air conditioner for $52.80.
Awesome. That is a great deal. And again, folks, I'll give you that number where to call here in a moment. You can always find them at klzradio.com as well. And Isaac, right now, also, I know we're kind of at that time of the year where we can go from, you know, 70 degrees not that long ago to today. It's looking at my watch, 46 degrees. Not going to be super warm here for the next few days.
Yep.
So it's sort of this vacillation back and forth, which means your AC may not quite be kicking on yet, although it's getting very close to that. Can you guys look at that at the same time?
Yeah, we are able to check out the majority of your air conditioner, even with some colder temps. But as we get more into the 60s on a consistent basis, we can do a very thorough check your refrigerant levels, check all your motors and electrical components, make sure everything looks ready to go for the summer season.
All right, so you guys can handle the furnace side. You can do that side. If somebody needs a complete system replacement, knowing that, hey, while I'm at it, if I'm going to go ahead and do the furnace, that's the air handling part of my AC unit, I might as well look at the AC unit as well. Is that something you can do in combination and give them a good deal at the same time?
Absolutely, and that's actually the thing we're pushing more than anything right now. If you're considering replacing one or the other, it's good to have one of our guys out there, a professional. They'll advise you if it's good to replace both. It usually is a good idea to save some money. And now more than ever, with all these efficiency changes and increased costs from Xcel and our energy providers, now's the time to start looking at getting some higher efficient, more modern equipment.
You guys also have, I know, different payment solutions for folks, or if they're looking at that thinking, you know, I could probably save money over time, but I may not have, you know, all that cash in the bank. I don't want to really use a credit card. What other options do you have for them, Isaac?
Yeah, we've rolled out, honestly, a wide array of options, a bunch of different unique payment plans clients can utilize. If they're looking for a low monthly payment, I've got a ton of options to do that with low interest on it. I also have some no interest options, very basic options for up to a year with no interest whatsoever.
Okay, so again, folks, Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, and I'll give you that phone number right now where you can give them a call if need be, 720-526-0231. And I know, folks, we're not quite out of these cold months yet, although spring is here, but it's, you know, warm weather is just around the corner. So make sure you're all dialed in and ready to go. Isaac, I can tell you're out and about and taking care of our folks, which we appreciate greatly. Thank you again for all that you guys are doing and just the support you have for us. We're greatly appreciative of that, Isaac. Mean that sincerely.
Absolutely, John. Yeah, we appreciate your time as well. Look forward to serving your clients.
All right, man. Take care, Isaac. Have a great rest of your day. And again, that's Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. Find them also at klzradio.com. All right. We have also got our question of the day, which yesterday's was, I'll never be able to pronounce this. What is the longest non-technical word in major dictionaries, and how many letters does it have? It has 29 letters, and it's, I can't pronounce it. FLOCCINAUCINIHILIPILIFICATION. Can you pronounce that, Charlie? He says, no, I can't either. I'm not even going to attempt to. But that is the longest word right now in major dictionaries, and it's recorded back in use as far as 1741. It's the act of estimating something as worthless. So there you go. You could probably say that definition of the Federal Reserve. No, did I? I'm sorry. This is Health and Wellness Wednesday, not our financial end of things, which I typically do Thursdays. So today's impossible question. Answer this on the RushToReason.com website. Unlike other amino acids, this one doesn't build proteins. Instead, it plays on a vital role in the urea cycle, helping your body to get rid of harmful substances, particularly ammonia. It also plays an important role in widening your blood vessels and may also play a part in muscle building. Name the amino acid. I would not have a clue, and I've done health and wellness now on Wednesdays for quite some time, and I honestly have no idea what that would be. Now, today in health and wellness, we are going to talk about, in just a moment or two here, we'll have a special guest on, and we're going to talk about, you know, it's that basketball time of the year, Final Four, all of that. We've had this guest on before. Jonna French is going to join us. It's Jonna Knows Food. She's going to talk to us about some of those different foods and things that we can do surrounding, you know, game time, I guess you could say, is probably the best way to say that. So we'll get some recipes from her as well here in a moment when it has to do with, you know, again, March Madness and just different things going on in that world, which a lot of folks are into that. A lot of you are into that, I should say. And then Wayne Elliott's going to join us. We're going to talk about heart wellness, what you can do to make your heart more healthy, which we do kind of in a roundabout way when we have some of our other, you know, dietitians and some of those folks on, but don't necessarily talk specifically about heart health. So we've got five facts about your heart that you need to know and what you can do to keep your heart more healthy. So we'll start into that here in just a few minutes. So don't go anywhere. And then, of course, hour two and three, we've got much more in store for you. And Richard Battle will join us, of course, at 4 o'clock. And then 5 o'clock, as I said yesterday, Steve House, who was the former GOP chair here in Colorado, has agreed to join us and just talk about what is in that role, what's involved in that role, what's expected of that role, what are some of the things that role, you know, that the chairman role, they can and cannot do. I think there's some misconceptions around some of that, and we'll talk to Steve House about that and maybe what he sees as far as direction here in Colorado and what we need to do here in Colorado as far as our Colorado GOP is concerned. So Hi-Fi Plumbing is next. And again, much like Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, they've got your back when it comes to plumbing. Anything you need, whether it be looking at something you can save energy on when it comes to heating hot water or other devices in your water system or the extraction of the sewer side, they can do that also. So Hi-Fi Plumbing, don't forget, easy number to remember. I've got this one memorized, so it's simple. 877-WE-HIGH-5.
Take care of that plumbing issue. Pay the way that works for you. High Five lets you choose between a good, better, and best fix option with tiered pricing. You have a choice on the repair they do and a say in the price you pay. No more waiting for a plumber to be finished with the job only to find out that it's going to cost double what you initially thought. That's no reason to avoid calling a plumber. On top of their good, better, best fix, High Five Plumbing offers a range of financing plans because plumbing repairs and emergencies don't wait until it's a good time for you. You can't control when you need to call a plumber, but you can control who you call. Call the plumber that meets you where you are already at. Call High Five Plumbing today and mention KLZ for $200 off a tanked water heater or $500 off a tankless water heater provided by High Five Plumbing. Now for a limited time only. Call now at 877-WE-HIGH-5. That's 877-934-4445. High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
Veteran Windows and Doors. And again, when it comes to health, yes, the warmth of your home, the way that you can handle the security of and so on, that's also important. And Dave can help you with the window and door side, including storm doors and things like that as well. Call Dave today. There's 35% off the month of March, 303-529-0720.
You signed with another window company, and now there's a sinking feeling in your stomach. You paid too much, and you didn't get what you really wanted. Veteran Windows and Doors won't accept buyer's remorse. That's because they work on a relational model, ensuring you get what you really want from all the options available to you. When you make a purchase with Veteran Windows and Doors, you'll know it was the right choice because they prove it to you. Not only through their 5-year installation guarantee or lifetime warranty, but they also beat their competition's prices by 30 to 50% because they want to save you money wherever they can, even if it's a negligible amount. Veteran Windows and Doors doesn't want to be the most profitable. They want to give the customer a higher quality product, installation, and to give them what they want at a lower price. Get what you want. Call Dave at Veteran Windows and Doors before you sign on the dotted line. 303-529-0720. That's 303-529-0720.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, who I just saw a moment ago because he's got his own program here on KLZ from 2 to 2:30 on Wednesdays. But anything when it comes to your financial health, give Al a call today. He would love to help you. 303-744-1128.
Don't procrastinate. After 20 years with Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith understands that one of the main keys to a successful plan is optimizing it with a professional in a timely manner. When you procrastinate reviewing your financials for retirement, you're accepting preventable potential losses. Careful planning with a professional helps you capitalize on opportunities that exist organically in your life now. Al can make a calculated projection of your finances based on your unique situation to position your money for the retirement you want. In his 30 years of experience as a financial advisor, Al has counseled hundreds of people who've gone through the same transition that you are. Don't wait to optimize your retirement plan. Get a fresh look with Al Smith now at 303-744-1128, 303-744-1128, or visit klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered advisor.
Listen online, klzradio.com. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And as I said a moment ago, our next guest, which she's been on with us before, Jonna, welcome. How are you today? I appreciate you joining us, by the way.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to talk all things, you know, the big game spread.
Which it is. So Jonna French, again, Jonna knows good food. All right, so Jonna, March Madness, it's going on as we speak. I watched a little bit of a game even last night. I'm not a huge, huge college basketball fan, so I'm not really a diehard like maybe a lot of other folks are. But, you know, it's fun to watch, and a lot of people really get into it. There's, of course, the brackets and people pooling different things and so on. And, of course, lots of food that goes into these, especially when we get all the way down to the Final Four.
Absolutely. There are over 68 teams that duke it out for their top spot in this month, you know, months full of games. There's plenty of opportunities to have viewing parties, have people over, but you want to make your life as simple as possible with easy, you know, delicious snacks and recipes.
All right, so give us some tips. How do we do that, by the way?
Okay, so first of all, you want to make sure you have enough seating for everybody. You want multiple TVs,
oh, good
if
point.
Possible, because everyone wants to watch their individual games. You know, everyone's following different schools that they like, so you want to make sure you have enough room. You also want to prepare food that, you know, you think that people will be able to eat and snack on. I love really easy go-to snacks. Rayburn sandwiches are one of my favorites. They're these deli-style sandwiches that come in different, you know, flavors, and they have these premium meats and cheeses. And I like people to be able to put whatever they want on them. So I'm a big, like, proponent of bars, like putting out, you know, like mushrooms, bell peppers on the bar, allowing people to add whatever they want to their sandwiches and dips. I am a dip queen. So definitely, you know, you want to make things easy and accessible for all of your guests.
I mean, finger foods, just different things along those lines. I think when folks are watching games, last thing they want, of course, is to just sit down and have some big, long meal. Let's face it, Jonna, it's a sort of a smorgasbord, if you would. People can kind of eat what they want, when they want. They can go back and forth as many times as they like. I like your idea, too, by the way. You got plenty of seating and lots of ways to actually watch the game if that's something that you're really into, which, again, a lot of folks are. I read the other day, we talked about this on Monday, that it's billions and billions of dollars that employers lose this week because of what's going on. So we all know that there's folks out watching this. And again, if it's a great, you know, if it's a time where folks can get together and have company with one another, you know what? So be it, John. I'm not against that at all.
Absolutely not. Like, and to your point, there's wagered during this time is a combined $3.1 billion on bets. Wow. There'll be lots of nail biting. So you want your food spread to be as simple as possible.
Okay, so along those lines, given the fact that there will be some nail biters, and, you know, we also want, and for the host side of the fence, you know, you want something where it's, you know, fairly easy cleanup. You want people to be able to come and go. You're not fretting over things. So, you know, not saying that it needs to be just, you know, throw some chips out and, you know, get the can dip out and open the lid and go. No. We want to be a little bit more, you know, planned out than that, I guess, Jonna, when it all comes down to, you know, as a host, we want to make sure things are nice and fun and rememberable at the same time. How do we do that and yet make it as easy as possible?
Yes, like I said, prepare ahead, make dishes ahead. One of my favorites is Southern Recipe Small Batch. They're these great pork rinds. They're high protein, low carb, keto friendly.
Delicious, by the way. Delicious.
Yes, and serve with this warm and creamy bacon dip. This bacon dip is so easy. It really is just cream cheese, sour cream, some bacon strips, a little bit of cheddar cheese, green onions, and chipotle season, all blended up, popped in the oven at 400 degrees for 15 to 20 minutes, and serve it with your Southern Recipe, you know, small batch pork rinds. Mm. Easy, delicious. You can prepare ahead. Like I said, the Rayburn sandwiches, they're in the microwave for 90 seconds. Put them out. Make a full bar of, like, chopped bell peppers, mushrooms, onions, whatever you want, and allow people to just nosh on it. It really is about, you know, having fun and fellowship with, you know, with everyone.
Yep.
But there is going to be, you know, some nervous energy in the room. So make the cooking part easier. Do it ahead of time.
And for those of you listening, and it's not because I'm being paid to say so. In fact, I've not even had any free samples or anything along those lines. I will tell you, both of these products I buy, I eat, I use them, I guess, John, is what I'm saying. The Rayburns, by the way, and I've interviewed folks from there, and they've never given me the secret, John, as to how they keep the bread so fresh even after coming out of the microwave, because typically bread out of the microwave is about as rubbery as it gets. So they haven't given me the secret sauce, nor do I think they will. But folks, believe me when I say this, they come out, John, I can't explain it unless you have one and eat it yourself. They come out like you just made them fresh.
Yes, bakery soft bread. That's the whole recipe, and they're keeping it to themselves.
Yeah, they're not sharing that, but delicious. And that's another line, John, where every single time I look, they've got other things they've added into the line of products they sell.
Yes, definitely. And they're really good. They come in, you know, like a variety of flavors. Like I said, you can do the Philly cheesesteak. That's one of my favorites. And like I said, just pop them with whatever you want. The same thing with Southern Recipe Small Batch. The pork rinds come in different flavors. You know, basic salt and pepper is one of my favorites because it can go with everything. And like I said, just make up, you know, the dip I just shared, the warm and creamy bacon dip. That's easy. Make ahead. You could do a spinach and artichoke dip. People love that. So make it easy on yourself.
No, it's really good. And I appreciate you coming on and joining us and having this. Now, your own website as well. You've got a lot of great things on. Some of it includes the things that we just talked about. You've got other things there, though, as well. Talk about that for a moment, if you will, and give the name of your website while you're at it.
Yes, it's johnandknowsgoodfood.com. Check me out. There are more recipes there. There are more travels. You know that if you're planning on traveling soon, I've been a lot of places and I share a lot of restaurants and some of my favorite things. There's tips, tricks, and cocktail mixes, of course. So, you know, all your food needs, johnandknowsgoodfood.com.
Okay, I've got a couple of minutes here, Jonna, and I appreciate what you said a moment ago about the trip end of things. Folks, right now, if they haven't already, and by the way, folks, if you haven't, you probably should be looking at what are we going to do as a couple or a family and different things along those lines when it comes to trips, vacations, and so on as we get into the summer months. What are ways they, you know, I guess question for you. What's the way for them to actually look at all of that? We all know right now money's tight, inflation's up. What's the best way for them to save money when they start looking at those different things trip-wise for vacation?
look close to you. There's always something. America the Beautiful. There's so many beautiful places that you can go to right in your neighborhood. You know, I am located in D.C. There are tons of places to explore in this region. And it really is just like, you know, within a 45-minute to an hour drive, you can make a day trip of it. Don't, you do not need to commit to staying overnight. If you know you have a family, like I have a family of four, it is a little challenging at times to, you know, find flights that are reasonable for entire family to travel. So find stuff, you know, that you can do for day trips. And it's actually better that way because then you get to come home and relax in your own space, but you've explored another part of the region.
You know what? I like that. And here in Colorado, we've, as you know, we've, you know, we're kind of the, one of the, have we come really kind of a tourist attraction, if you would, the state itself. And to your point, within from this Denver metro area and folks even that live up in the Wyoming area and such, literally, Jonna, within probably max of a 3-hour drive, you can pretty much be anywhere you want in our state. And to your point, the list is endless on things you can do. And in a lot of cases, you can make a day trip, leave a little early, go to your destination, come back home that night. If you're really on a budget, you don't have to stay overnight. Or here in Colorado, Jonna, we've got the ability to, you know, pitch a tent and do whatever you want along those lines as well, and still do it pretty cheap and easy for that matter.
Yes, absolutely. You know, deal with what you have, or, you know, work with what you've got, which is a lot.
Yeah, no, and again, as folks are on, as you know, folks are on a tight budget, they're looking for ways to save, and some of the recipes you just gave, even for getting together for, you know, the Final Four, same deal. Again, folks, what she just mentioned a moment ago, and Jonna, you can attest this, not an expensive endeavor to do the things you just mentioned a moment ago and getting together for the game.
No, not at all. And very, you know, versatile. You can use, you know, whatever bacon you have left over, incorporate it in another recipe. And green onions, we all know those go a long way.
That's right. Jonna, again, thank you so much for joining us. It's a joy having you. And as, what are the cherry blossoms like right now where you are?
Oh, spectacular. They're beautiful.
Yeah, I got to get back and see those one of these days. That is one thing I have not done that is on my bucket list I need to get in.
Absolutely. We are here.
All right. Jonna, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And again, folks, we'll have those recipes up later on the website as well. And again, rayburns.com or southernrecipesmallbatch.com. And then, of course, Jonna's website herself is jonnaknowsgoodfood.com. And for those of you maybe that don't know how Jonna spelled, it's like my name. Just put an N-A at the end. So J-O-H-N-A, Jonna French is who just joined us a moment ago. K&R Home Transitions is up next. And when it comes to, you know, planning for the future, Jonna talked about how you plan for the big game, making sure everything's dialed in and so on. Well, when it comes to real estate, there's some planning that needs to happen there as well. Those are typically not knee-jerk reactions. People are planning ahead, in some cases, years in advance as to what to do. And Catherine and Robin both understand that can help you through that transition. That's why it's K&R Home Transitions. That's our website, by the way, knrhometransitions.com, 720-437-8210.
When listing your home for sale, remember, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. And with that first impression, you want your home positioned in such a way that it will command top dollar. Kat and Robin get it. They understand that a top dollar, wow, reaction from a potential buyer includes making sure your home is decluttered, squeaky clean, staged well, and that all major systems are in good working order. They have the service partners, the knowledge, and the know-how to get it done for you. And once your home is truly ready to be shown to buyers, Kat and Robin's immersive marketing presentation of professional photos, drone footage, narrated videos, professionally designed marketing brochures, and social media will all work together to tell your home's story over multiple platforms to many audiences. List your home the right way, sell it fast and for top dollar, and do not leave money on the table. Call Catherine and Robin today at 720-437-8210. That's 720-437-8210. Or fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/home. K&R Home Transitions, powered by Worth Clark Realty.
All right, Denver IT Security is next, and we had John Cannata on Monday. Anything you need when it comes to your business network, keeping secure, keeping your people secure, how they tap back into your network, just all sorts of things, including even the physical security of what you have going on. Give John a call today, 720-593-6688.
Your business is at risk without the proper protection for your network.
Just one compromised computer means hackers can gain access to your entire network. John Cannata of Denver IT Security has industry-leading zero-trust security packages that gives you the freedom of network security wherever you go. Each computer is set up on its own secure network through a process called micro-segmentation, so hackers can't move freely throughout the whole network. They can also provide a team of professionals to monitor for any possible breaches. With Denver IT Security's Zero Trust Security Bundle, you've got a professional watching your back for you. Between their comprehensive security package and a team of security experts watching for suspicious activity, your staff can work just as securely and productively from home, airports, and coffee shops as they do from your office. And you will have peace of mind knowing that you're covered every time. Get network security that works seamlessly by partnering with John Cannata and Denver IT Security now. Call for a consultation today at 720-593-6688. That's 720-593-6688. Or visit klzradio.com/security.
Premier Home Remodels is next, and make sure that you don't make remodeling mistakes. They've got a complete interior design consultant team that they can work with to make sure that you don't make some of those mistakes. 720-619-8773.
The remodeling industry doesn't have the greatest reputation, with half-completed jobs and contractors gouging you for more of your money. Premier Home Remodels wants to flip that concept on its head by going above and beyond to meet your remodeling needs. The team is customer-focused with fair, transparent pricing put in place from the start. Their custom and semi-custom remodeling services can change the footprint of your bathroom, basement, and kitchen in the Denver metro area. Make a safe investment with the trusted team of problem solvers at Premier Home Remodels. Where other companies fall short, they will go the extra mile to bring the results you have dreamed of. And they take it a positive step further. Premier takes an analytical to emotional approach when working with their clients' budget and have financing options available. Call Premier today to work with the team that wants what is right for your home. Go to PremierHomeRemodels.com now. That's PremierHomeRemodels.com.
Your business probably overpaid on taxes in 2022. John Rush pays his wage in what he can save you in taxes. Accountants are not always efficient tax planners, and when your business doesn't have one, you need to utilize John's background of 40 years in the industry as your resource for business-first tax planning. John has been doing taxes for his businesses since his early 20s and helps ensure you're looking at everything correctly. You should be planning your taxes early and quarterly with guidance from someone who has years of firsthand experience on how to do it right. Avoid overpaying on your taxes this year and email John Rush now for a better tax strategy before the March 15th corporate tax return date at john@rushtoreason.com. That's john@rushtoreason.com. Or fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/john.
You're listening to Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, thank you for joining us today. I appreciate it very much. And Health and Wellness Wednesday, Wayne Elliott should be joining us in a minute. Charlie's getting him all dialed in. And one of the things that I know Wayne will most likely talk about, because maybe not all of us, but I know I am as guilty of this one, is getting in the proper amount of exercise. And while I'm very active and do all sorts of different things around, you know, my property and so on, no, I don't get in all of the quote-unquote heart health exercises on a daily basis that I probably should. So I will be listening very much like the rest of you and probably being scolded a little bit for not doing some of the things that we should be doing. Now, on the same token, do I eat healthy and do some of those things along those lines that I need to keep, you know, heart, veins, things like that handled the best I can? Yes, but do I do all of the other things that I should be doing on a daily basis? No, I will tell you that I don't. And one of the things that he'll talk about here today as well, which I'm guilty of, because I'm here with you all every day for at least 3 hours, and I spend prep time prior to this, and that is that sitting is one of the worst things that you can do when it comes to heart health. Now, I do try to get up, walk around, do different things. I'm up every top of the hour, even as I'm working through the day. Yes, I get up, I do different things, walk stairs, etc. So I'm not just, you know, completely in the chair all day long. But I'm probably in one longer than I should be. And I'm not one of those guys. I know there's a lot of folks out there that love the standing desks. That's not me. And a lot of people love that. I'm not that guy. I don't stand and work very well. I know a lot of people do. A lot of people love them. There's folks even here at the station that use them. I've got somebody that actually does that as well in our business, and he loves it. I won't say who, but some folks really love the standing desks. I'm just not one of those. So I wish I were, because I think a lot of folks feel like they're very, productive, because they make you not just sit and you can do all sorts of things while you're standing and so on. I've tried them. I've tried doing some of that in the past, and for me personally, it just doesn't work out very well, and it's just not something that I do well with. Now, does that mean that I'm against them? Absolutely not. In fact, there's even these desks now where they've got little switches on them. You can make the desk go completely up or down. They've got the other devices where you can actually raise part of the desk up and down. It just depends on how you want to do things. But Wayne is joining us now. Wayne Elliott joining us. Wayne, welcome. How are you?
I'm always well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I appreciate it. And I was kind of going through a few things that I knew you and I were going to talk about. So we'll get into those in a moment. And I will be listening and learning and probably leaving this saying, okay, yeah, I've got to make a few changes in my own life. But let's talk about the five incredible facts about your heart that we all need to know. And then we'll talk about heart health at the same time.
Bet, you bet. You go ahead. You have the five facts there?
I've got the first one, which is your arteries, which, you know this, but you don't. Your arteries are only 4 millimeters in diameter.
Correct.
That's not very big, by the way.
Well, especially when part of it gets restricted or completely blocked, it's sure not.
And what does the blockage? I mean, we all have known, you know, we hear these different things through the years, although I hate to say this, Wayne. I think because we sort of live in a time where we hear these things, we know these things are there, and yet we, when it comes to eating, probably ignore them and just do whatever we want.
Well, it's more difficult as the days go by to eat natural foods. 93% of all the items on our major grocery store shelves are or contain genetically modified organisms. So
true.
They're man-made food.
That's true. Yeah, we don't have, quote unquote, the natural foods that a lot of our ancestors grew up with, right?
No, that's for sure. There's hardly any of it left. All the seedless and all the other GMO foods. They've done a good job at making a lot of them taste good. Some of them not such a good job, like bananas. There hasn't been a real banana in a while now. There hasn't been a real cob of corn in over 30 years,
right,
or a real orange.
One other thing, too, that we probably should mention is not that it's not important for all of these things to be done that we're going to talk about for every individual, but those that are specifically susceptible to, you know, heart disease and so on, maybe there's a family history or maybe they've even had a minor, you know, heart attack or something along those lines already. It's even more important for those folks, right?
Absolutely. You bet.
All right.
You bet.
Heart fact number two. There's over 50,000 miles of blood vessels in your body, and I don't know this stat, Wayne, maybe you do, but I also know that when we're overweight, and I can't remember the figures, but for every pound of fat, there's an extra amount of blood vessels that we're actually dealing with as well, right?
Well, the point is that the way we were created was that every single cell in our body, from the hair on our head to our toenails, needs blood. Every cell,
true,
your immune system, your liver, all your organs, your skin. And when we get restricted blood flow or blocked blood flow, wherever it is in our body, we're going to have trouble. Whether it's behind your eyes, the tiny vessels, your hearing, your ears, of course, what we think of most is heart attack and stroke, because the blood is the only transportation system. So it carries the vital oxygen, the water, the food, the medicine, the wastes, it carries everything. So it's so important, and that's why we have 50,000 kilometers of veins inside us, because every single cell needs blood.
We sort of, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's sort of that out of sight, out of mind. We don't really see it until you cut yourself, maybe have a little blood come out. You really don't think much about this, do we?
Well, you know, you can tend not to. I didn't, I'll tell you, way back. Unfortunately for me, my first business Worked there a couple of years and then leased a Dairy Queen, and my favorite food was milkshakes.
Oh, boy.
So,
yeah.
The dozen or 15 milkshakes I drank every day.
Yeah.
Caught up with me, and I thought I was going to be the youngest in my family to be taken by heart disease in my late 30s. So, you know, I've always said since, unless your mother's a cow, you really shouldn't drink too much of her milk. And between that and all the sugar that was in the ice cream and the syrup and so forth, that it didn't work out for me. But once you start to have trouble, you will certainly become aware of it. And I had an attack in my front lawn. I fell down on the, didn't know I'd fallen down, but when I could see again, a few seconds or a minute later, I'll never know how long, I was on my hands and knees on the lawn.
Mm.
And I was fine, you know, for a while, and then all the angina symptoms started. And a short time after that, the irregular heartbeat. And you sure know it when you have that going on.
I'll bet.
I was very lucky. I went years, 6 years or so, until I discovered an herbal formula that was wonderful for me and cleared the plaque and saved my life and changed my life.
Awesome.
And that's at that point I became a natural health advocate, 100% natural. It's just wonderful how nature has provided everything that we'll ever need, really.
Good point. Number three, the heart fact is your heart's biggest enemy is not dietary fat. And you just kind of alluded to that a moment ago, Wayne, in your own life. But explain that.
Well, you know, if we're too inactive, you know, we have arms and legs for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Meant to use them. Inactivity, you know, to be a couch potato all of one's life, that will change your life. You know, even your muscles will atrophy and dry out. And
true.
Next thing, you'll be hunched over. So we are meant to have some activity. There's no question about that. Enough water. Our body is 62% water. Our lungs are almost 90%. So too little water can cause a myriad of trouble for us. And we do need that blood flow everywhere in our bodies. And I've always believed that clean tissues are the secret.
Hmm.
If you can cleanse and keep your tissues clean, you're in good shape to fight things off, your immune system strong.
One thing,
anyway,
Wayne,
what's the next point?
One thing that we talk about a lot in this hour, and I've been doing some studying even on my own, a good friend of mine and I have been kind of chatting back and forth about different things and reading and watching different things along these lines. And I don't know that I have all of this figured out yet, nor am I an expert by any means and haven't even been down the same path that you've been. But I know just from all the interviews I've done that sugar and the fact that a lot of us, the insulin side of things is really way off. In fact, I don't think most people even know what their insulin levels are, because I'm not sure that even most doctors test that correctly. And I can tell you just from all of the interviews I've done that as a society, we consume far too much sugar, which really goes along with a lot of what you're talking about, doesn't it?
Oh, sugar, you bet. We don't have equipment for refined carbohydrates. Sugar in all its forms, all the breads and lovely baked goods and candies and so forth. We don't have the equipment for refined sugar, and hence all the diabetes in the world.
Right.
It's almost at epidemic proportions.
Right.
And that's a major circulation issue as well. But, yeah, the other thing we have no equipment for, if you will, Creator didn't put equipment in us or parts in us to deal with man-made chemicals. There was no man-made chemicals when we were created. So as perfect as a specimen as a human body is, we've subjected ourselves to things. If you look at your produce today, vegetables and fruits, they're chemical fertilizers, insecticides, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, chemical fertilizers. We're just surrounded with them. A lot of chlorine and a lot of city water.
Right.
We just don't have.
Well, and I've even done interviews on this, Wayne. And by the way, not knocking anybody, because it's the world we live in. But we clean with all sorts of chemicals. We do all sorts of things to keep, you know, germs down and so on. But the things that we're using are the chemicals in a lot of ways that you're talking about. And again, I do not have the answer, because, yes, we want to be clean. We want to have good hygiene and all those different things. The reality, though, Wayne, is in doing a lot of that, we're subjecting ourselves to chemicals on a daily basis, right?
Well, under most people's kitchen sink, there's a lot of chemicals, and in the bathrooms, and even in our personal products.
Correct.
You know, depending on antiperspirants and
Correct. And
the various things. So, yeah, we really are drowning almost in chemicals, and we're eating far too many of them. And that and genetically modified foods really makes it more important than ever. It's kind of a rigged game against us now, so it makes it more important than ever for people to supplement.
Agree.
Now, I you know, I religiously take vitamin C, large doses too.
Right.
Vitamin D3.
Right.
Take full spectrum minerals. Me and my mother both would get leg and foot cramps if we didn't. And the soil is depleted. We know that.
Right.
It's therefore the minerals are not going into the vegetables and fruits, and we're not getting them when we eat them. It's just as simple as that. So, some of these things are just great to supplement with. These herbal formulas from the likes of the Strauss Company, the people whose formulas fixed me up, are just incredible. 100% natural, no risk, satisfaction guarantee, and it really is wonderful to so painlessly help yourself.
Very true. Very true. Now, also one of the tips I've got, actually our last one, number 5, is laughing is good for your heart. By the way, I agree with that. I think it's one of those things that a lot of times folks get so... You know, let's face it, they get into the depression end of things. Things are down, and I get it. We live in a time right now where things are tumultuous. The inflation is high. Folks are wondering even, you know, maybe how they're going to make ends meet with where they're at with, you know, jobs and income and so on. And I get it, Wayne. Sometimes folks don't really feel much like laughing, but laughter, they say it, laughter is a great medicine, and it really is.
It sure is. I mean, what's better than having fun and laughing and enjoying yourself?
Agree.
There's nothing any better than that. So, of course, it's good for us. So we're not stressing at that moment. We're not worried about all those things you mentioned that we can tend to worry about. So it's absolutely, either a funny movie or a comedian, laughing. And you use about 3 times as many muscles in your face and neck laughing than you do frowning.
Good point. Okay, so you've got a couple of tips here for me as well that are in my notes, and these are things I did not know. So again, every time I do this program, each week we do an hour on health and wellness, but you've got some things in here on dissolving arterial plaque. What are some of the things that we can do? So if you're somebody where maybe you've been diagnosed with this or you just want to be preventative, what are things we can do naturally to help us with this?
Well, the best thing I've ever found and of course saved me was these Strauss heart drops.
Okay.
They just so efficiently and safely have shown to dissolve that plaque and increase our blood flow gradually. And it's so invigorating, it's really hard to describe. It's not what Western medicine is used to seeing. They do their bypasses, they do their stents,
right,
and so forth, but they can't change the whole hose like we tend to do in our car or our tractor or furnace. Good point. All they can do is bypass the worst areas. So, and then, of course, none of the pharmaceuticals claim to remove a bit of cholesterol or plaque. They honestly, in their own defense, they don't claim to. The highest-selling drug in the world are the statin drugs, the cholesterol pills we refer to them as.
Yes.
And how they purport to work is slowing your production of cholesterol by partially shuttering your liver's function. Now, I don't think any of our organs is meant to be governed down, and... there have been some real problems with these kinds of drugs for people in the past. There have been some on and off the market, like Bakol, the first one by the Bayer Company. It was shown to be hurting people's leg muscles even 5 years after they'd stopped taking it. So, you know, the liver, here's what I think the trouble is. If you could get away with shuttering the function, governing it down some to produce less cholesterol, how about all the other scores of functions our liver does? I'm so grateful I didn't have any of that type of therapy. And there are millions of people who are on that type of therapy. And I took these Strauss heart drops. I still do 28 years later.
Wow.
I take them every day because I don't want even a bit of blockage or restriction. I'm 69 years old now, and I want everything working, if you please.
Okay, now, really quick, Wayne, just make sure that I'm following correctly. Wayne Elliott, who's with us right now, by the way. And is it Strauss? Is it Strauss Heart Drops? Am I looking that up correctly?
That's correct.
Okay.
The company name is StraussNaturals.com.
Okay.
And you can see the website and get more information. But I love that it's safe. I love your satisfaction is guaranteed. And so you have nothing to lose. You cannot go wrong. And it just warms my heart every time I know someone got themselves a bottle and that they're going to experience what I did.
Nice. Wayne, I appreciate you joining us very much, and you're a man that has lived this and has gone through this, and I always appreciate talking to people that have done it versus those that tell us how to do it. You've been there, done it, and have made it through, and we appreciate that very much, Wayne.
Thank you, sir. Always my pleasure.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening. Wayne Elliott, again, this is somebody that's actually been through this, has lived it. And I just found those drops he mentioned a moment ago because he's not, talking on behalf of anyone. This is just himself talking. So I found the link to those. I'll put those in my notes. Producer Ann can put those up a little bit later tonight as well that way. So Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. And as we know, our health, bodily health is something we need to be watching on a daily basis. So is the health of our vehicle. And Extreme Auto Repair can help you in that as well. KLZradio.com, 303-841-1071.
Winter is brutally hard on your vehicle. Extreme driving conditions happen every winter, and from maintenance to emergency repairs, you need a shop that you can count on. Colorado winters are hard on all the components of your car, especially with the fluctuating temperatures. So you want an expert diagnosing your vehicle. Extreme Auto has 6 master mechanics, all dedicated to properly evaluating any issues and getting your vehicle repaired correctly, quickly, and without anything you do not need. They also offer their customers both towing services and free loaner options, so you always have a vehicle to use and a way to get around. Whether you need regular maintenance or have an urgent need, you can trust Extreme Auto to get you back on the road. For the right maintenance and repairs to prevent serious issues with your vehicle, call Extreme Auto Repair this winter for service that you can rely on at klzradio.com/extreme. Set up an appointment today. Call 303-841-1071. 303-841-1071.
All right, group insurance analysts and health insurance. Yes, we're talking a lot about health on Wednesdays. And actually, one of the things I will do here in the future, too, is get Paula Niger on to talk about the things they do on the health insurance side, because they understand that world way better than I. But if you have a question, give them a call, 303-423-0162.
Finding insurance can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars out of your pocket. You need an independent insurance broker to help you find the best coverage that fits your needs and at the very best premium. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of independent insurance specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance does not work for any insurance company. They can shop the market and find you the best premium for the coverage that you need. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local, hands-on service you don't get with a call center or going online. Whether it is your home, auto, Medicare, life, ACA health, or business insurance, GIA has got you covered. They have been doing this as independent brokers since 1984. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
All right, Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, and I see Michael on Wednesdays as well. Had a nice chat with him today. Anything you need when it comes to estate planning, Michael is your guy. He'll come to you. He is mobile, 720-394-6887.
Michael Bailey would never write a will for a compromised person because he has an obligation to protect his clients. Depending on the emergency, Michael's ethical responsibility as a counselor at law may prevent him from creating a last-minute estate plan, because you can't always make rational decisions under pressure, or even have the ability to make decisions at the end. Plan ahead. Give yourself the time to clearly and calmly establish your final wishes. Call KLZ's Mobile Estate Planner now, before the situation becomes problematic. 720-730-7274. 720-730-7274.
Live and local, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Producer Ann sent me something that I thought I would slip in here during this last segment that is sort of Well, it's health and wellness related because it involves pilots and FAA physicals that they have to take, I believe, on an annual basis. I'm not a pilot, so I don't know this world very well. If Dan's listening, he could inform me of this. But I believe they have to do an annual physical just to make sure that everything is okay with them health-wise. Well, there's some stories running around the internet that they removed some of the things involving EKGs in the heart and so on. Not totally true. They didn't remove them, but they changed the parameters, the ECG parameters, increasing the acceptable range of PR timing from 120 milliseconds to 200 milliseconds to 120 milliseconds to 300 milliseconds. So they changed the parameters, and this particular person, that, from everything I can see, is pretty much an expert in this, and I am not. This was a unilateral and unconsulted change by the FAA. Was it covered up? Does it matter? The fact is now known. What is important is why. Well, I think we all know the why, and I can get into this with Dr. Kelly Victory and Steve House tomorrow in the first hour when we talk to them about, you know, all things COVID, the vaccine shots, and so on. Now, my feeling on this is this has been changed because of what the shots do. And we're seeing this more and more. You also saw, and I may play this tomorrow with Dr. Kelly or later today, depending upon how the rest of today goes, but you saw, maybe you didn't, but if you haven't, look it up, Rand Paul grilling the CEO of Moderna. And not getting straight answers, by the way, from the CEO of Moderna. No shock there, by the way. But not getting any answers. And some of them involve these sorts of things that Rand Paul is questioning. Of course, Rand Paul's a doctor. He can ask these questions, and he knows exactly what to ask. But he didn't get very, well, I shouldn't say it that way. He didn't get straight answers at all. I was going to say he didn't get very straight answers. He didn't get any straight answer. In fact, most of the time, the CEO of Moderna is stumbling over his words, not really knowing what to say. In some of the cases, Rand Paul is just going back with, this is a simple yes or no question, what's the answer? And the CEO can't. There's about a five to six minute dialogue going back and forth with Rand Paul, you know, really asking pertinent questions about the vaccine, the shot, the mRNA jab. It's probably what we should call it instead of a vaccine. And CEO, again, of Moderna is not answering the questions clearly at all. Can't even answer yes or no, you know, questions or give yes or no answers to the questions Rand Paul is asking. So if you get a chance to look that up, you know, please do. If not, I'll talk about that some tomorrow. But it's very interesting to see what Rand Paul was doing there in the reaction of the CEO of Moderna, which, again, we talk about this on Thursdays in, you know, extensively, so I'm not going to get into it a lot right now. You can look some of that stuff up yourself, by the way. But lots more to come on that as well. Again, we talk about that during the first hour. And I had somebody actually mentioning a few things today that, you know, did I know about such and such? And I kind of got the feeling that maybe this particular listener does not or has not listened to our 3 o'clock hour on Thursday with Dr. Kelly Victory, because some of the things that were being suggested that we should cover, I have during that hour. So I understand not everybody can listen every day at all times. And so I kindly responded back and said, if you listen to our 3 o'clock hour, if not, here's how you can go to it. A lot of the questions that you're asking, yes, we've already covered with Dr. Kelly Victory and so on and so forth. Anyways, long story short, if you've not heard that hour, please listen. Even if you have to go back and listen to one of our recorded segments with Dr. Kelly, you can do that by going right to the website, rushtoreason.com, and all of that is there. Like this hour, because we play the National Crawford Roundtable, the podcast that I record on Wednesday mornings. That plays tonight from 6 to 7, so this first hour does not. So if you ever want to go back and listen to any of our health and wellness segments, you can do that by going right to the website and clicking on our show notes, and everything is listed there at rushtoreason.com. All right, Absolute Electric Heating and Air, don't forget about the 5280 special they've got going on right now. It is the furnace tune-up for $52.80. Give them a call. call today. They'll be right out and help you out. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, 720-526-0231.
You just found out that you need to replace your furnace, and you have no idea where that money is going to come from. Relax. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air has peace of mind financing with low monthly payments and interest as low as 0%. Financing is available no matter what kind of service you need and is available via your technician, so you can get what you need done faster and easier than with any other company. The replacement you need can be affordable and stress-free for you and your family. With a culture of service, excellence, and growth, Absolute is committed to your satisfaction. They ensure that with their Absolute guarantee. You deserve to be at ease. Ask about your financing options when scheduling any service with Absolute Electrical Heating and Air at 720-526-0231 or visit klzradio.com/absolute today.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, that along with Thursday's during the first hour on Thursdays is like the two fastest hours of my week. So appreciate y'all listening. Health and Wellness Wednesday. Again, if you want to listen to this or any part of our previous ones, you can go back to the website, listen there as well, rushtoreason.com. But Richard Battle will be joining us here in a moment. And in honor of Women's History Month, we're going to talk about American Do Women. Don't go anywhere. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.